10 o'clock in the morning at WMFO Medford. Oh, I love that song. I just love the oohs and the ahs and stuff. Hippocampus was that one, Away It Goes. Before that, 10 Tons from an album this year just called Cracks Between. And start off with Holy Tunics, the pride of Queens, New York, I guess. Wonderful title of the album, Hit Parade Lemonade. Let's just back up. Hit Parade Lemonade Supersonic Spree. That was Electronic Eyes. Those guys are going to be here for our next live day in October. We're already planning that, right, Kirsten?
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. I know. We did one. We want to do more, so we're going to. All right, so at 10 a.m., let's see. I told you something was going to happen. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have a bunch of folks here with a bunch of musical instruments and smiling at me from around the whole room here. This is called Mike's Lost and Found, and the ringleader here is, you want to talk right into the microphone, too. Wait, I should turn you on first.
Have you got me there? All right, there it is.
It's Mike Mackey.
Hi. How you doing, man? How you been?
I'm really good. I'm really good. We've been talking about this for a while.
Right. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I think you guys have a really unique kind of sound, especially excited to sort of premiere for us, Melinda, your latest single.
Thank you very much, by the way, Mike.
Ah, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I want to thank Gary Haggerty, too, who sort of introduced us.
Oh, right on. Right? Yeah, the first time I talked to him was through Scott Plowman down over in Sacramento.
That's right.
He puts me on the phone with the guy, and you know, we talked shop and dropped names for a second there. And
Gary's a good dude. Very low voice. He's a baritone bass singer.
He tells me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually connected me with you, didn't he?
He did. It's all his fault.
It's all.
So
his
we know
fault.
Who to. I need to know who to blame.
Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. If I say anything that's wrong, but you grew up here. Right, but you moved back to California.
Correct. I grew up in Dorchester until I was about 40. There, that is. And
really.
And so.
And that took you that long to grow up.
I'm working
on
it.
Yeah, I've never grown up actually. You can pull that mic over if you want to.
This is
I try not to grow up.
This is a good friend of mine, Mr. Ernie Santor. He's my guitarist over here on the East Coast, and.
Yeah.
Plays for the Dons, you know, the Dons, that's
yeah.
how.
D-O-N apostrophe
S. D-O-N-S, without the apostrophe, it's
oh,
the Dons,
it was, okay.
You know, Dons.
Anyway, so tell us more about Savin Hill and your experience there.
Savin Hill is a nice little corner of the city. So it's, mm-hmm. so you take Dorchester, which you know, it is what it is, and you,
yeah.
and then you take a little piece of it called Savin Hill, and you make the houses worth like you know.
I know exactly where you're going.
Right.
This.
Okay. So I was born on Grampian Way,
okay.
and then my parents got divorced and I moved, you know, down there over the bridge and down to Tuttle Street. So yeah, Savin Hill. There it is.
There it is. And back then, you said about 40 years ago.
I'm older than that.
I'm just trying to gauge what the radio station might be.
At the age of 40 is when I moved to California.
Okay.
And then I was there for 10 or 12 years, and then came back here. I came back here to pursue music, you know?
Well, speaking of music, talk about WILD.
Okay, so here it is. Oh, so, okay, when I was growing up, I went to the public schools, you know,
yeah.
Boston public schools, and the middle school I went to is called the Phyllis Wheatley Middle School. It's on Kersage Ave, just outside of Dudley.
Okay.
And I don't mean Dudley, Massachusetts. I mean Dudley Square.
Dudley Square.
And they had a contest where the middle school that sent in the most postcards would win a live show by rap groups. And at the time, the rap groups that they were sending into the show was UTFO and the Fat Boys. And,
okay.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of the Fat Boys.
I have.
But
some people have accused me of being one of them.
Well, now, actually, they were first started off, they called themselves the Disco Three.
Okay,
but,
didn't know that.
I did. And so, because that's what I listened to. You know, my whole upbringing was being urban, you know, and in the public schools, it was rap, man. You know, we were talking about the 80s. I mean, I was in 1980. I was 10 years old. In 1982, 1983, is you know, I was in middle school, and in those days, rap was it.
And that was the soundtrack for you.
Correct. And so we won the contest. WILD had a contest, and they sent to my school. They sent UTFO and the Fat Boys. And I don't know if you remember, you know, UTFO, that they had a track called Roxanne, Roxanne. Mm-hmm. And it was big on the charts at that time. So it was like, oh my God, to see these people show up on our little stage just influenced probably everybody at the school.
Yeah.
But a lot of us, you know. But so, yeah, you know, my first influences when it comes to music was hip hop and rap and, you know, the Fat Boys, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they had a few hits, but some of it was... That's the one.
That's the one.
Wow.
This is the soundtrack.
That's
the
human beatbox right there.
Yeah, it is.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. And when they say brr, stick 'em,
uh-huh,
they don't mean stickers sticking to a wall.
Yeah, I kind of think I know what they mean.
But we all learn from that, you know. This is. Yeah. this is what I grew up with, right?
Yep.
So me and my brother Matt, he's my bass player for the Dons, by the way.
Yep.
He, me and him used to stand in front of mirrors and do like Run DMC and stuff.
Of course you did.
And you know, and we became rappers. Actually, until I was 17 years old, I was a rapper. That's all I listened to, you know what I mean? Anyway, these guys came to my school. The Fat Boys came and so did UTFO. Yeah. Yeah, them.
That's UTFO.
That's UTFO. Remember that one?
This one I don't think I do.
Baby, don't you know?
Alright, so these guys both came to your school.
Right. And they played on, those two groups played on the stage of my school. And everybody who was involved in this in my school at the time, I mean, really got heavily influenced. And the influence that they had was that these are living people. These are not characters that you just see on TV like Fat Albert. These are real living people. And every single kid at my school realized, well, we can do something like that. And, you know, I had the privilege of going to school. A friend of mine at the time was, my friend Mark actually went very far.
This guy?
That guy. He went really far in music. Well, he went pretty far in music, but he went real far in producing, television or, you know, whatever.
It's the first time I ever heard of him.
Yeah, he's, he had an older brother who was in New Kids on the Block.
And, yeah.
And then he was an underwear model. And he's done a couple movies since then. You look out for
him. We've
all
followed a similar path.
You know what? He's up and coming. You'll see him pretty soon. He'll be out there. And so he's actually in the same grade as me in almost every class. And so that's the kind of influence that one little experience can have on people.
Mm-hmm.
But
as a wide-eyed kid, it just like totally took you over, yeah.
It widened our eyes even further, mm-hmm, you know, to see that people get on stage and they really do this for real. And we all realized that when we saw that. And not that we all went on to be entertainers, not that we all went on to be...
Underwear models,
yeah. Or even, you know, or rappers, but some of us did, and wow. And so, right, and you know, of course, I'm not a rapper now. I can give it a shot, but I'm not going to do that today.
Okay,
what I do now is I sing. You know what I mean?
But right.
There was a transitional time. There was a time when me and my brother were all into rap, but we had an older brother, and his name was Skip Richard, mm-hmm, Mackey. And in his room, he had a Fender Rhodes, and he had a drum set, and a guitar, and a bass, and all these records, you know. And he was into rock music. So me and Matt would go up into his room, you know, that we're into rap and everything. So we'd go through his records, and we'd be like, "Oh, hey, what's this, man? This is the Cars. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's this, man? It's the Doors. Oh, look, it's the Doors. Hey, what about the car doors? Look for the car doors so you can find them, you know." And so, you know, so we going through his records, and we were banging on his instruments, seeing if we can make a rap beat, you know, happen. And then,
right,
and then we were listening to one record, and we heard the beat, that beat right there, right?
Yeah,
you remember that record?
I do.
This is the Beastie Boys. This is what we were into,
yeah,
right? And we were like, "Yeah, man, this is what we're all about." That's rhyming and stealing by Beastie Boys.
Yep.
And so we knew every word to that. And But we went through my brother's records, and we found, when we started playing his records, and then we found this, man. We found a record by Led Zeppelin.
This is so different from what we've been playing so far, but and this affected everybody.
Right? Now, same beat, right? And me and my brother heard this, and we said, wait a minute, that's Rhyming and Stealing. We said, no, it isn't. That's Led Zeppelin. Wait a minute. And we had a realization right
there.
We had a realization right there that, you know what? All this stuff in the rap stuff is sampled from somewhere else, you know?
And that didn't dissuade you that it wasn't original or anything? Or
no, no. It actually drove us right to rock, you know? I mean, because we said, well, wait a minute. We can make these sounds ourselves, you know? Get on the keyboard, get on the, you know, the drums, and I started playing the drums. To tell you the truth, I was a drummer until I was 21. I didn't start singing until I was 21, but before that I was a drummer, and that's why that record right there is the one that turned me on to rock.
And you and a bunch of other people.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
You know, so from there, me and Matt said, you know, let's make a band. You know what I mean? Because we heard this rock music, and we're like, oh, this is actually people playing the music, you know?
And was that the Dons?
Well, to be honest, my first band was called Michio Conic. And that was actually with Andy. Andy Nichols is actually in the room. Nicholas is in the room right now. He plays the banjo, and he was our drummer. When we started off, Andy Nicholas was our drummer. And we had Dave Ashey on the guitar. And he's a Chelsea firefighter, and my brother Matt Mackey on the bass, and myself, I was singing.
Yep.
To be honest, I was a drummer, and we looked around for singers. And
okay.
Just couldn't find anybody who could sing, you know, who could at least sing to a. And I said, you know what? There's drummers everywhere. Let's just get a drummer, and I'll learn how to sing.
It's like
whatever.
The Phil Collins effect.
I sold my drum kit, which was Remo's, I think. And I bought a cheap PA, and I said, okay, this is what I'll do now. And it stuck. It stuck okay. So we started doing covers. We started playing covers, and we you know, learned all kinds of, you know, Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah.
And all the standard things that you can play when you first start playing instruments, and moved on from there. Well, that ended up you know, running its course of us playing in bars, learning how to do it. And a good friend of mine, Mr. Tommy Baker, actually showed me the fact that you could take your PA, take your gear, go into a bar, unannounced sometimes, and just start playing. And, you know, and that's how it's done. Simple as that. And once I learned that, I started playing bars. Well, we got a band together, me and my brother, with Ernie Santora, and we started doing shows, you know, like really working it. And playing all the things that people play in bars, you know, all the rock music. And, you know, at some point, everybody says, you know, I've got to write my own stuff, you know. And the kind of things that I feel, you know, to write are sensitive, soulful. In fact, I started to call my own genre. I didn't know what my genre was, you know, so I kind of, you know, created one I call quasi soul. You know, it's not neo soul,
like
but it's based on stuff that I've heard, and like say Ray LaMontagne and things like this here.
Love Ray,
right? So we actually covered it. The Dons actually still to this day cover this song. You know, and it's a big influence as to how I approach music when I write music. Ooh, there it is.
So soulful.
Yeah.
Quasi-soulful.
Quasi-soulful. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. You know, and so we've actually been covering that song for a number of years, as well as other soulful. At the time, I think they called that neo-soul. You know what I mean? And since then, neo soul has turned into something else. I mean, but so I had to make up the word quasi soul, but somebody once said that, you know, if you're gonna do that kind of stuff, you know who you got to do? You got to cover Amos Lee, and oh God, his voice, right?
Right.
Simple music. It's not complicated. It's not wanky. You know what I mean? It's just, oh, this guy.
I am at ease in the arms of a woman.
So this is your wheelhouse.
This is my wheelhouse.
Gotcha.
It's, from my writing perspective, you know, just soulful. You know, so I a lot of what I write is not, it's not dancey, it's not energetic and get them going, it's grab them by the heartstrings. You know, that's my strength, honestly, is not to get the party going, make them dance and wompity bomp. That's not my strength.
Wompity bomp.
Oh,
huh?
I can make them dance. Oh, and trust me, I can dance, man. But it's, okay. But what I really do is I reach out and I touch the heartstrings, and you know, and I like to do that. And it's honestly, it's my greatest strength. So recently, I found a guy on YouTube. The guy's name is James Morrison. And it's, ooh, that guy.
And you recognized it right away.
Oh, it's another guy.
Deep that I can't get out. And when you're lost and alone, yes, you think it was a last place, you come back for more.
Talk about touching the heartstrings, man.
It's beautiful.
And his beat voice, you know, what I understand is that he had whooping cough as a child, and it hurt his voice. But it's not the quality of your voice, and it's not the you know, the bell-like, you know, clarity that makes you a good singer. It's what you know how to do. It's the way you know how to emote. You know, that's what I find to be a good singer. Is somebody who can really put the feeling in it. That's what I like. You know, it moves me.
Gotcha.
Moves me to tears.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. I mean, I play a lot of, I don't know if I call it quasi-soul, but just soul is wonderful.
Yeah. You know? Oh, God. Oh,
Sam Cooke on. I mean, just, I know what you mean. It's the voices that are like butter-like.
Oh,
like
yeah. Like butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like butter, like Dorchester. Like, let's go down. Hey, like Tommy Baker. Hey, you know much? Oh, you're a singer? You must know Tommy Baker.
Right. So, as you said, you moved to California. What was the catalyst for that move?
Well,
in 2010?
Yes. Actually, it was, right, 2010. Well, I got married. I got married when I was 36, and to be honest, a lot of times people are singers, they're in bands, and then they get married, and they stop that band nonsense, you know, and they go on and take care of business, you know
right.
what I mean? Well, not me. I actually had a great job. I had a good job that had a company vehicle and everything, and I was a weekend warrior, and I played on the weekends. A lot of wives don't like that, man. Honestly, a lot of women, when they got a man, they don't want to share them with a room full of people and have them
gotcha.
Tossing hats out to the crowd and giving their belt buckles away, as I did at every show, and handing them to a woman, and ooh, that doesn't
gotcha.
it just doesn't jive with a lot of wives, you know what I mean? And didn't jive with my wife, and she moved to California, and she said to me, you know what? You come here. You're always welcome. My family wants you. I want you. But I ain't never coming back to Boston. You got to come here. And I had a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go there to, if I wanted to raise my own kids, I had to go to California. And of all places in California, if I could choose to go there to be a musician, it wouldn't have been Sacramento. But I did.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very, very hard to find a job in Sacramento. If you got a job in Sacramento, you're the man, you know. And like a lot of people, I couldn't find a job, and I had to go and start doing shows. And, you know, she didn't like it that either.
Is that when Savannah Blue came into being?
Right. Well, actually, I was actually still actively married and with my wife, and I joined a band called Savannah Blue, which is a really popular biker band. It was at the time a biker band.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the fans were motorcycle enthusiasts.
And were you singing or drumming?
Oh, I was singing.
Okay.
And dancing.
Okay.
And,
well, that's a given.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's not necessarily a given. I've seen a lot of singers around. They don't dance. Most singers don't dance. The ones that I see that actually dance and sing, I give them props. And the ones that can actually sing and are good singers, I give them double props. Because I go around looking for singers. To be honest, I spend half of my time here in Boston, half of my time over there in California. So I'm always looking for singers that can fill in for me while I'm in California. Actually, Christine Shaw. I'm sorry.
Yep,
Shaw, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. I want to make sure I mess up her last name. I know the girl. Well, she fills in for me with the Dons, the cover band that I play with. When I'm out in California, she takes care of the Dons and does the singing for the couple months that I'm not here. So the Dons are always active. And still to this day, by the way, they do. In fact, we got a show tonight. Do we? We don't do that. We got
next
a show tonight.
Page in Weymouth.
Next page in Weymouth. Hi, Eddie Page. Nice to see you.
So, man, so you're changing the band quite a bit. I mean, a male to a female front person.
Sure.
How much does it change the selection of songs or anything?
I'll tell you what, it does. But there's, when it comes to cover bands, that play in bars and stuff like that, there is quite a demand for the female fronted thing, like the Lady Gaga.
Sure.
And all that. There's a lot of bands out there like the Cherry Bomb, friends of ours that play down around the South Shore, and it's a female fronted band. There's other that the MSF band that out there, and that one's a female fronted, and they do pretty well. So female fronted bands are that's where the go is at nowadays. What you can do that's better than that is a male and a female.
Oh,
and
yeah, absolutely.
All corporate and wedding bands, it's a male and a female every
single
time.
How often do you guys get to do that together?
Sometimes I've been, she does, Christine does gigs on her own also. And so, I do gigs with the Dons. And she's oftentimes there. You coming out tonight?
I am not. I have my own gig tonight.
Yeah,
we're at Fusion Taste in Stoneham.
Fusion Taste?
Yep, in Stoneham, yep.
All right, see, what's the name of the act that you're playing with?
It's just a duo.
Oh, right on.
Yep.
Good for you,
acoustic duo.
That's, man, I'd be there, but I got,
I'd be at yours too, singing with you.
I want to see you guys when you're together, I think. That's my decision.
Right. Yeah. Well, that will happen. That as a matter of fact, we'll make sure that's going to happen soon enough.
Okay. We kind of get a preview today.
Yeah, I guess you do. I'm actually debuting a song that I have never performed before at all.
Have you ever done it before, Mike?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, but so today it's going to be you get to hear me, my knees rattle and all that stuff, while I do the song. It's a song that I wrote, actually. It's a song I wrote. It's called Lay Down Beside Me. We're not going to do it right away, but I'll tell you what it's about. It's about... This song is a duet, by the way, and it's country-ish in its role, and it's about being picked up, from loneliness, how it feels to really be lonely, and then suddenly someone appear there and pick you up out of that, it's a good tune. I hope you like it, and,
you going to do that today?
We're going to do that today. And by the way, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate you having us on here to do this.
My pleasure. And I want to make sure that we talk about this excellent song that you wrote called Melinda.
Melinda. Oh, yeah.
And we've got a recorded version of that I want to feature. Tell us a little bit about that one and we'll play it.
Well, I don't know. Melinda, that's a song about, I want to know how many people out there have ever had their heart broken.
Everybody.
Everybody, right? Well, me too. And so sometimes we get our hearts broken and it breaks so bad that you just cannot for the life of you move on.
See your way back, yeah.
You can't see your way back, and sometimes you feel as though you are never going to love again, or you can't love anybody else. And what I want to promise you, you and everybody in the room and anybody who's listening, is you are going to find love again. And so that's what that song is about. It's about the feeling that you may never be able to move on.
So is this a recent song that you wrote? Is it?
I wrote it about probably a year and a half ago. Songwriting oftentimes takes it has to form. You don't just write it and
that's
have
why
it done.
I ask, because many times when folks are here and I ask that question, it's like, oh, that's been sitting in my notebook for 25 years.
Right.
You know
exactly. So I've got plenty of those. And let me tell you this: when we refer to Mike's Lost and Found, what we're referring to is a collection of music. Lost and found, meaning songs that I've had for 25 years plus that I'm making happen now for the life of me.
All right, well, if it's okay with you, I'd like to spin this now.
Please
and
do.
I don't know if we'll come right back with the band after or play a few other things, but
okay.
I want everybody to listen to this one. This is what we've been talking about. This is Melinda from Mike's Lost and Found.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy, everybody.
But tonight, I'm going to walk into a bathroom. I'm gonna set up and burst into song. Touching hearts, you know, and even sometimes some young lady might get turned on. But if her lips should somehow come close to mine, I have to stop her and apologize. You know, because my heart is somewhere out there. Somewhere out there, out there. Yeah, you know, my heart is somewhere out there in hands of Melinda. Yeah, and so I called up my brother, cried my eyes out right there on the phone. He said, your life is in a shambles there, man, so pack your things, cause you are coming home. And well, I do miss my mother, and I miss my sister, but now that they're gone, I just ain't got no home but out there. Yeah, somewhere out there. Arms of Melinda. Yeah, you may wish I was a better man. Call me a hustler, even take me for a fool. But I just don't want nobody if I can't have you.
WMFO, we are back. We just heard Melinda by Mike's Lost and Found. I told you, what a beautiful track. Hey, Mike, can you tell us a little bit about the recording, who did it?
Oh.
The production was just wonderful.
Oh, well, there's a guy named Brian Charles.
Yeah.
And he actually plays with a band called Sheila Divine. And he has
okay,
and
okay.
He runs a studio called Zippa Records, and it's in Brookline.
Okay.
So if you look up Zippa Records, Z-I-P-P-A, I don't know if there's an H on the end, but Z-I-P-P-A Records. Nice little studio, you know, understated. It's not like this big fancy looking place. It is a very fancy, you know, technician named Brian Charles. The best I've ever worked with.
Well, kudos to Brian Charles, because that sounded great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
very much.
You got to be really proud of that.
I am. I'm glad with the way that came out. You know, I basically used it was me and Ernie Santora. I wrote the song, like I said, I brought it over here. I showed it to Ernie, and Ernie said, "Oh, I know what you need. You need some of this." And Ernie's unbelievable, man. He's just Ernie Santora's. That's my man.
Besides Ernie, who else played on that track?
We had Chris Anzalone on the drums. What's his name? Chris Anzalone. We was all hired guys.
Chris, I don't remember his last name.
Every guy on the so the drummer was named Chris. Yeah. The keyboard player was named Chris, and so was the bass player. They're all named Chris.
It should be.
I'm not a good name guy, as everybody knows. I am terrible with names.
I'm the same way.
But I'll tell you what, if you get in touch with Zippa Records, look me up on Facebook. My name is Mike, M-I-K-E, last name M-A-C-C-H-I, and you can dig through there and find out, you know, everybody's name.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
Glad that we gave him some kudos. That sounded excellent.
Oh, Brian, thank you.
And I know the first song you want to do is the one we talked about, Lay Down Beside Me, and it's really the answer to that single of yours.
It is. It's kind of like the moment when you're heartbroken and you don't know what you're going to do, and all of a sudden, in swoops, somebody, you know, to take that heartbreak off of you.
Yeah.
And so, to be honest, I want to dedicate this song here to Miss Taja Boss. That's my girl.
Who is here today?
Who's here today?
Hi, Taja.
Who I love very much, and Taja's the one who scooped me up off the ground. And thank you, baby.
All right, so you guys are going to treat us to that song right here live in the studio.
We're going to give it a shot now.
So I'm going to send the squeaky mic over here to this beautiful banjo.
Squeaky, squeaky.
And we're going to hear live in Studio A, Lay Down Beside Me, Mike's Lost and Found.
Thank you, brother. Y'all ready? All right. This here on the lap steel is Mr. Mike Marino, and this is Ernie Santora on the guitar, Andy Nicholas on this banjo thingy.
It's gorgeous.
Right. And Christine Shaw is gonna accompany me on the counterpart of this duet.
Okay.
Anytime you're ready. Guitar, walk myself down to a local bar, sing my songs to a pretty girl, something that's been missing in my world. 'Cause I lost my woman some time ago, she threw my hopes out on the barroom floor. Yeah, though I still do got my pride, you know, sometimes, you know, there's sometimes where I
lay down beside me. I wanna show you how I love. I wanna show you how it feels to know you got somebody who won't give up. Yeah, yes, I've been running. I can see you've been running too. Lay down beside me. I'm gonna give myself. To you. Early morning, I'm all alone. I get up and light my stove, turn on my Jeep, head on down the road. Yes, I'm all for working in the bitter cold. Dark from night sees me home. Put on some Willie on Nora Jones. Yeah, I do love my life. But you know, sometimes, sometimes.
Hey, lay down beside me. I'm gonna show you something good. I'm gonna show you how it feels to have somebody love you like they should. Yeah, well, all that running's made you weary, and I can see that you are hurting too. Yeah, so lay down beside me. I'm gonna give myself to you. Yeah, I'm gonna give myself to you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna give myself to you.
Wonderful. Live here in Studio A. That's Mike's Lost and Found. I want to give some kudos over to the tiny
much,
little
guys.
Slide guitar over there that carries through so wonderfully. That was great.
Right.
That was just terrific. So tell me a bit about that song. How did that come about? Is that recorded yet? All that stuff.
It is not recorded yet.
We'll get on that.
I'm getting on it. I'm getting on it. See, yeah. One little baby step at a time.
Yeah, know? Right. Okay.
So. That song came about when I honestly was just like, you know, feeling like, I'm going to go on. I'm going to find somebody. You know what I mean?
It was uplifting and positive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that female voice come in and say, hey, I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that really did happen to me. I was picked up off the ground.
Yeah, the vocal performances were... you could feel that it was real to you.
It was very real to me.
It's very cool.
You know, all my songs are very real to me.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you wrote by yourself or with somebody else? Or?
I wrote that by myself.
Very nice. I wrote that because
I wrote that. I first came back from California. I came back because, well, to be honest, there was a death in the family, and it brought me back. It brought me back to Boston. And I had to be around family. Honestly, I had to see Ernie again, and
yep.
And I needed people like that who I knew, you know, before I got married. It was my wife. It was actually my spouse that died.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Something that you got to know about life, and I want you to listen. I want everybody in the room to listen. That happens.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's a reality in life, and you know, I've gotten a lot of those phone calls in my life, and so. not to try to make lemonade out of lemons, but it gives you soul, man. It puts the feeling in you, and for singers, it's the pain puts. And honestly, it's the pain that puts the feeling in me. I do have happy songs, and I have songs about all kinds of things, but yeah, it's the life experience that puts the depth in you.
Of course. Know, so we've got a good 15 minutes left or so. Okay. I'd love to have you guys play a couple more.
I would love to. Actually,
what do you think?
So I do have another song.
Yeah.
You know. So here's one that, let me tell you a story. When I first met my wife, before we were married, on our very first date. Now she is from California. She's from Daly City. Mm-hmm. Daly City, and so props to Daly City. I took her out, went on one date, and she told me, you know what? I about had it with Boston, and I don't like the negative vibe here and the attitudes and the way, you know, everything is. I'm going to go back to California, you know. And we were on our, like I said, very first date. We were down at Bad Abbott's in Quincy. It's not there anymore, mm-hmm. but owned by Peter Carr and Irish Bar. And she said, I'm going back to California. And I said, do me a favor. I know I just met you, but before you go back to California, you know, don't. You know, give me a shot. Give me a shot. And the very next day, I went to work, and I wrote a song. And it's... The name of the song is Marita. It's her first name, M-M-A-R-I-T-A. It's also my daughter's name. So you guys wanna hit this song up? Oh, so here's the, now, Andy Nicholas constructed a beautiful intro to the song, you know, and I hope you'll grace us with that, Andy. You out there, Andy?
Yeah, I'm
all
over
right.
Here. Over here.
Thank you, brother.
You ready?
All right,
I'm ready.
So live in Studio A, it's Mike's Lost and Found. This is Marita at WMFO.
Didn't want to go. Oh, I know. Yes, and men folk have lied, love, left and never even said goodbye. Yeah, well, I swear love ain't over. Baby, please don't go home to California. Yeah, because I know how living alone can just break a girl down. But open your heart, and I'll do my part to turn that around. Oh yeah, oh yeah. So oh my, oh Marie, oh Marita, try one more time, just this one time for me. 'Cause I've had good love. Yes, and I've seen love go bad. Love's made me happy, and it's made me so sad. And you know that love can put a hurting on one's soul. Yeah, but only love can make a person whole. But my love's on your table, waiting for you, ready, willing, and able. Yes, and sure, just what's hurt you before has put a strain on your soul. But just let me know, and I'll come hold you close, and I won't let you go. Oh no, oh no. So oh my, oh Marie,
one more time, just this one time for me. I said, whoa, oh, 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 my. Whoa, Marie, oh, Marie. Whoa, oh, oh, Marita. Try one more time, just this one time for me. One time. Upon me, 'cause I'll be your island if you come on and land on my shores. Stop all your hiding and I can be ever yours. And now the stars are aligning straight over our heads, baby, 'cause I've longed to rock you all night in your bed. Come on, let's get this together, 'cause I will love only you. Yeah, I can love you forever. What more can a poor boy do? Whoa, 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 my. Try one more time, just this one time for me. I said, whoa, 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 my. Whoa, Marina. I said, whoa, 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 Marina. Try one more time, just this one time, just this one time, this one time for me.
It's WMFO, Medford, 10:48 in the morning. Live in studio, Mike's Lost and Found. That was Marita. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's beautiful. Well, we've got some more time to have you play some more, but tell me a bit more about that track. Your daughter's name and your ex-wife's name.
Marita. Well, she's my wife. I never did get a divorce, but...
Okay.
But... yeah, my late wife. She her name's Marita, right? And so is my daughter's name, Marita. Yeah. My daughter has the same initials as me, MFM. I'm a Michael Francis Mackey.
I'm MFN.
Really? Oh, MFN meets yeah. MFM. Look out!
That's right.
And so it's actually MFM is also my daughter's initials. You know, Marita Faith Mackey. I just saw her turn 12, and maybe I'll be back there soon. Like I promised, and thank you very much for having me, man. Oh God, I rarely get to do these real live radio shows, you know.
Well, a lot of it's a lost art, you know, just having live stuff on the radio.
It is, and a lot of us don't even know how to do this interview thing anymore, me included. Get nervous as can be, and as do most.
Well,
of
it's
us.
Nice to have the that background music coming up augment the story.
That was so cool. I'm gonna do that from now on. That'll be a staple of mine. Whenever I do an interview, I'll make sure I tote those songs along.
You
with
just
me.
Tell me where and when I'll show up. Right. I'll just bring those up and bring them down.
Thank you very much, man.
So listen, can you treat us to at least one more track? You got time for a couple if you'd like to.
Wanna hit them with something else, Ernie? Maybe me and Ernie can just play a little something for you. You know, something maybe.
Ernie looks contemplative.
No, he's confident. This is the guy where I get all my confidence from. By the way, Ernie Santorum, man. He's a
cover song.
Sure. Yeah. Let's. You know what? One more time. We're playing in Weymouth tonight. The Dons are playing in Weymouth at a place called the Next Page Cafe. It's on Broad Street in Weymouth, and I really hope you come out and see us. And you're on the North Shore, right, Christine?
I am on the North Shore.
So if you're on the North Shore, you got to come see Christine. Where are you at?
At Fusion Taste on Franklin Street in Stoneham.
Right on. So, and by the way, thank you very much, Christine, for learning that song so fast and doing this with me.
See, what you guys don't know, I met them out in the parking lot. They saw these guys sitting on your patio, and they said, can you come up and sing with us?
This is a good one to meet. Yeah.
So you and Ernie go back a long time.
Oh,
don't
God.
You?
I met him when I was 22 years old. Let's face it, the guy raised me, man. I was 22 years old, and he was my boss at Lennox Martell. And he taught me everything I could possibly know. Everything I do know about work and about turning a screwdriver, doing the job right, about lifting things that are really 10 times as heavy as I am. Because, man, this dude, he's just...
Superman.
as he said so himself. All right, so you... Yeah. Yeah, I know you guys go back a long way, and I'm just privileged to have you guys here together. I really can't wait. So you're gonna treat us to a cover.
Yes.
What are you gonna do?
What would you like? Aaron?
It's live in Studio A at WMFO.
Well, I seem to recognize your face, haunting, familiar, yet I can't seem to place it. Cannot find a candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me, and all these changes taking place. I wish I'd seen place, but no one's ever taken me. And hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Where I recognize your breath. Memories, just like fingerprints, are slowly raising. And me you wouldn't recall, for I'm not my former. It's hard when you're stuck upon the shelf. I've changed by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. And I just want to scream hello. And by God, it's been so long, I never dreamed you. But now here you are, and here I am. Our hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Yeah, hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. And thoughts, they fade away. Oh, fade away. Oh, and hearts and thoughts, they fade. Fade away, fade, fade, fade away. Yes, and hearts and thoughts, they fade. Fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade. Fade.
Wonderful choice.
That's
Mike and Ernie doing it up for us. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much, man.
I can't believe it's 5 of the hour. So, boy, that was a lot of fun. I know you're heading back to California, so
soon enough.
I hope on some of your stops back here, you can come back and treat us to some of this again. That was wonderful.
I will very soon. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you all you guys for coming in. It was terrific to meet you, and I'm sure the audience really loved it as well. And
I hope they did.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, and I hope they come down to the Next Page Cafe in Weymouth tonight on Broad Street, Weymouth.
Okay.
Hi, Eddie Page.
And where are you playing tonight again?
Fusion Taste in Stoneham on Franklin Street.
Okay.
What about you, Mike? Mike Marino?
Mike Marino from the Lap Steel.
Mojo Slim.
Mojo Slim.
Played Polcari's last night.
Oh,
Polcari's. At least once a month. At least
Once a month with that.
Very nice.
Come to Polcari's, see Mojo Slim.
Is it Polcari's on Route 1? Or
that's the one, right?
All right. Yep. Right. All right, awesome. Great live music out there, everybody. Thanks again so much.
Thank you.
And what I'm going to do is... I'm gonna. I love a good cover. I love that cover. We have a Jamestown revival cover of the Mamas and the Papas.
Woo.
This is California Dreamin' to end us today here at WMFO, right here in Medford. I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again next week at 9.
All the leaves are brown,
all the leaves are brown,
and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray.
I've been for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm,
I'd be safe and warm,
if I was in LA,
if I was in LA.
California dreaming on such a winter's day. I stopped into a church. I passed along the way. I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher like the cold.
Straight up 11 o'clock here at WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and welcome to another Saturday edition, a Broadway edition of Something About the Women.
I wish I were cool. I wish I were rock and roll. I wish I were.